Quebec, 4 Oscar Juliet, X-ray listening.
JY Mobile. Mobile KP4CBA. Good evening, good afternoon. Name here is David. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, man. Elisha here. We've spoken a couple times. How you doing today?
If I was any better, I couldn't stand it. How about yourself?
Well, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. Well, I'm 6 feet above ground, so I guess that's pretty good.
So, I'm headed out to play some more tennis. I played a match at 12, and I've got one at 6 o'clock. So, headed back out to the sports club.
Well, yeah, it's pretty nice out to be playing tennis today. It was a little chilly earlier, but I don't know what it's supposed to keep doing this evening. But you should have some pretty nice weather to be out there playing tennis.
It's a little chilly, but it's not bad. If the wind wasn't blowing, it'd be a little bit nicer. But you can't have everything, you know, the way you want it.
That, yeah, it was, as long as the wind's not blowing, you know, it's actually pretty warm in the sun, you know, I'd be out there working, take my jacket off and keep working, and the wind would pick up. I'd put my jacket back on and work a little bit, and then the wind would stop, and I get hot again, take it. I think I did that about 24 times today, throughout the day while I was working.
When I was out playing tennis, it was, I had several layers, and, you know, when I was in the, on one side of the court, I was in the sun, and the other side, you're in the shade, so it really makes it difficult, because you don't, you know, you feel like you need a special wind, and the wind would intermittently stop blowing for a minute, and you'd want to take something off, but then you'd remember that once you switch sides again, that you'd need that article of clothing back on. So I would just suffer through it, and it really wasn't that bad. But anyway, so that's kind of the way it went. At 12, it's probably going to be a little cooler as the evening wears on, because, you know, we play for an hour and a half.
Gotcha. What are those courts made out of over there? Are those clay?
Predominantly clay. We have 3 hard courts. Well, actually, 5. 3 outdoor hard courts, and then 2 indoor hard courts that are in what we call a bubble. And so anyway, and then the rest of them are clay courts.
I gotcha. I didn't know they had some indoor courts over there. Well, I can't say I've ever, you know, poked around over there. I've been by there several times, but I don't think I've ever actually gone in and looked at anything.
You just ride by there, it's on Congaree. You probably would miss the bubble. It's kind of down in the lowest part of the property, and the building where, you know, everybody works out and everything, it's on the left side of the property, and it's on the highest part of the property, I guess, that and the parking lot. And so the bubble and the courts are kind of hidden, you know, a little bit. But we have, let's see, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. So we have 9 clay courts, and then the 5 hard courts. So 14, what was that? Yeah, 14 courts all together.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty good size then. Yeah, like I said, I don't think I've ever actually driven back in there. I know I probably passed by it quite a bit, but never really just, like I said, poked around over there. But yeah, that's way bigger than what I thought it was. I didn't realize they have that many courts over there.
How long you been in amateur radio?
Oh, that's a good question. I got my license last... I'm trying to remember when I got it exactly. It may have been May of last year, so I've almost had it for a year.
You're a newbie. Well, you know, you're less than a year, on the air. So, have you gone on HF, or are you just doing VHF and UHF, or what?
Well, I have my general license, and I have an HF rig. I just haven't been able to set up my antenna for it yet. So, HF capable, just not set up, ready to go at my base station yet. Just, I got to work around some power lines and try and figure out how I get interference and stuff like that. So I've poked around a little bit on HF, doing some, we'll do like a camping trip every once in a while, and I've taken my HF rig and set up, you know, slung up my antenna up in some trees and poked around on that, and but I just haven't had time to set it up at the base station yet.
Nate, it's kind of like parks on the air. You know, you go to a national park, and you I don't know if that'll be a national park, but anyway, and you set up your rig, you know, remotely, right there on the site, and throw up an antenna, like you say, and, you know, and just make as many contacts as you can, and in the length of time, you have to be there, and so that kind of sounds like that's what you've been doing.
Essentially, like POTA. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. More listening than reaching out to people, but yeah, I try to make contacts here and there when I got it set up, but I don't have like a great power set up for it yet, so it does fine listening, but as far as, you know, putting the power out to talk to some of these people, I don't quite have that yet. My battery setup isn't quite powerful enough for that. I couldn't drop, you know, several hundred bucks on a battery system quite yet. Well, I could, but my wife wouldn't be happy about it.
Okay, KB4CBA. Well, I understand that, and I tell you, it took me years to get on HF. I've had my general since, I think 86 is when I got my general. I'd have to go back and look to be sure about that, but I haven't really been on HF except for the last 4 years, and when I bought my ICOM 7300, and a friend of mine sold me a Carolina Wyndham antenna, and so I threw that thing up in the trees, and of course I had a lot of help with that, and so it's really nice, and I live in a HOA, but they don't even know it's up there.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, luckily I don't have to worry about any HOA or anything giving me issues, or else they would have given me a problem about my J-pole I got sticking off my chimney right now. So, yeah, luckily I don't have to worry about that, but stringing up a HF antenna. I've got some power lines and stuff pretty close to the house, so I got to find a decent spot to put it, or I might have to look around at some other antenna options for the space I got.
Now, power lines, that might be an issue. Luckily, my subdivision, everything's underground, so there's nothing above ground, not even cable TV, so, it's nice, and my trees that I use are all right on the back of the property, which it goes downhill right there, and then it levels out, and then the trees are there, and then I have about, I don't know, maybe 8-10 feet to the property line, and but the trees are tall, really tall, at least 50 feet, and I've got this a Wyndham in the very top of the trees, and the only downside is I only have 90 feet of property back there, and the Wyndham is 135 feet long, so that both ends kind of droop down, which doesn't help things, but I have a little trouble tuning up 10 meters, but other than that, it works really well.
Yeah, well, I don't know enough about antennas, so I got to do a little bit more research and see what other options there are for me as far as setting it up on my property. I've got some really nice big oak trees that are perfect for slinging up antennas. Like I said, I live out in one of these old mill villages, so there's still, power lines set up through all a bunch of these homes, and, runs through our backyard instead of out by the road. I just got to figure out what I can make work in that space. I'll have to take a look at that Carolina Wyndham. I don't know if I've heard about that one yet.
Just a small wire, smaller diameter than a cable TV wire, and you have a it's off center fed, so so like the coax goes up about, depending on which end you start at, but if you start at the short end, it goes up about a third of the way, on the length of the wire. And then, of course, if you come from the other end, it's two-thirds. But, there's a vertical part of the antenna that transmits as well. You've got the piece of wire up in the trees that's run parallel to the ground up about 50 feet, and that's your main antenna. And it runs east and west, so it runs north and south, so I transmit it east and west. And then the vertical part helps me hear people that are, near the house, so I can, I can talk to somebody down the street on HF. It's really a cool antenna, and it really doesn't cost that much. I've actually replaced every component on it, and it really doesn't cost that much to make one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What I have right now is a center-fed dipole. And that's part of the issue I'm running into. If it was an off-center, I could probably make it work in my space, but because I've got, equal lengths out both sides, that's where I'm running into issues with this a power pole problem. But that's really, I like that the fact that it's got a separate, or not separate, but its own basically third little antenna where you can hear locally, because it would be nice to be able to talk to my brother, to all my brothers, who all live in the area, once they get their HF rig set up too.
I've really enjoyed using it, and it got hit by lightning, and it took out, I can't remember now, either the isolator or the balun, I can't remember which one, that the shorter leg had a break in it. So I wondered why it wasn't working really well on certain frequencies, but certain bands. But anyway, that's why. And so I just replaced the whole thing. But there's a 135-foot version, which is what I have, and there's a 200 and... it's somewhere around 235 feet, but if you want to go all the way to 180 megahertz, mine covers 50 megahertz through 80 meters, so it covers all those frequencies. So it's really
in a bad area, Dave. That would be 160 meters you was talking about. I just wanted to suggest to the gentleman, I don't know who it is, just come in from the chicken pen. Superloop's 99 feet and 8 inches long, so you might have room for one of those, and it's a terrific antenna. And the big Carolina Wyndham's 265 feet long, Dave, not to correct you, but I have one. Anyways, back to that other gentleman. Go ahead. This is N0TR. My name's Tom.
Tom, yeah, I appreciate it. I'll have to check those out. I'm destinating here, so it was a pleasure talking to you, Dave, and I will... hopefully you have a good time out there playing tennis. Stay warm. And I appreciate talking with both of y'all. So I'll catch y'all down the log. KI4EJY, I'll be clear on your final.
Well, Tom gave you some good information there. I wasn't sure about the length of the other one. And I probably said 180. It is 160. I don't know. Don't ask me why, I just do that. I guess 180, I'm thinking about degrees, 180 degrees. But anyway, whatever you decide on there, there's several good antennas you can use, and hopefully, you know, you can work them around the power lines. But good to talk to you, and I've also destinated, so say 73s, and have a good evening. Hope to talk to you again. So take care. And Tom, I'll just say hello, goodbye, because I got to run. KP4CBA, clear.
No problem, Dave. Head on out, and I think his name was, I got Alicia, but that was a gentleman, I think, so I probably wrote it in the call sign thing here wrong. Yeah, and the inverted L-160, if you're going to go up to 160s, I think you can get by with about 129 feet. See you later, Dave. KP4CBA, N0TR73.